It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. Thank you for joining us. My name's Chad Summers. I'll be your host. Today's January 24th, 2025. ICE agents nationwide cleaning house. Let's get into the birthdays real quick. Neil Diamond, 83. Mysha Barton, 38. Yes, that show was one of my guilty pleasures. The OC. Good stuff. All right. Also on this day in history, 1989, Ted Bundy was whacked by the feds in Florida. He got the chair. Good. 1984, Steve Jobs introduced Apple's revolutionary computer Macintosh. 1908, the Boy Scouts were formed in England. And in 1848, carpenter James Wilson Marshall found nuggets of gold in California's American River near the site of a sawmill he was building for John Sutter, ushering in a gold rush. Did they ever find a whole lot of gold there? I don't think they found a ton of gold, if I recall. Maybe they did. All right, we've got breaking news. This one from Newsmax. Trump deportation flights begin. Got a subheading here. The White House early Friday announced that, quote, deportation flights have begun, unquote. All right. Yeah, I was looking at the airplane. They've got pictures of these guys loading up on the plane. And it's one of those massive ones that carry like tanks and stuff. What does this cost? I mean, this is why you don't let them in the first place. It's a hell of a lot cheaper to just not let them in the first place than it is to let them in and then have to fly them all home. Good gracious. Here's one from Reuters. Tesla to fix software for for 1.2 million imported China-made cars, says regulator. See, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready to drive an all-electric car that was made in China. I'm sorry. I don't know that I ever will be, to be honest with you. I think it should be an option, though. I don't think it should be outlawed or anything. Just don't try to outlaw gas cars. Here's one from U.S. Weekly. Billy Ray Cyrus, ex-Fire Rose, addresses his family concerns. Quote, glad the truth is coming to light. Nothing like bringing your family issues to the world stage. Why don't they keep this private? I guess it's just what they do for a living, really. TMZ this is terrible. To be honest with you, the next three articles are difficult and awkward to listen to. But I don't write them, all right? I just read them verbatim. If you're with someone, it could be awkward. These are best to listen to by yourself. I don't know what is up with the TMZ today, though. Goodness gracious. Very adult oriented. All right, here we go. Penis-shaped iceberg spotted off the coast of Dildo. I'm not getting dirty here, or, you know, that's the name of the town in Newfoundland. So, yeah, there's a picture of it. I mean, it's crazy. It just happens to be off the coast of Dildo. Like, it's even hard to say, to be honest with you. But, yeah, if I lived there, I would start a petition to change the name of the town, by the way. There's no doubt. But, yeah, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Let's move on to the next one. TMZ again. These are all TMZ, the sicko ones. This weenie's not getting roasted. Man's penis sticks to icy sidewalk. Now, what happened was this guy got into a fight or whatever, and they were rolling around on the ground, and somehow his pants slid off, and you can figure the rest out, I hope. But yeah, they were trying to pull him off. I mean, what? Look, if that happens to me, do not try to pull me off. Get me a pitcher of warm water and back the hell up, okay? All right, here's one from TMZ. Oh, no. I'm glad this is the last one, to be honest with you. You better break for sex toys. Semi-truck spills the goods. Two tractor trailers got into an entanglement, and one overturned and broke in half, and all of its contents spilled out over the highway, and they were adult toys. I don't even want to say the D word again, but there were those. You know the D word, all over the highway. I'm glad that was the last of those three. All right, we've got a good news story left, because that's how we roll. We leave the good news for the end. Before I do that, I just want to say, make sure you subscribe to the show and click all the things that help support the show. Make some comments, for God's sakes. What the hell's the hold up here? All right, this one is from Good News. Oh, and email me, chad@thelunchshow.com. Good News Network. Firefighters heroically save man trying to rescue his dog from icy Boston Lake in dramatic video. Okay. Man's walking his dog, and without a leash, obviously. You'll see why. Some birds land on the lake. Dog bolts, runs out on the lake, falls into the ice. The owner goes out there trying to save his dog. He falls in, and then some firefighters come and save both of them. And that's great. But I got to tell you, he's really lucky that this happened in the city of Boston, you know. If this happened actually in my town here, not that it freezes over here, but if it did, you're on your own. So what you got to do is keep your dog on a leash when you're walking around anywhere, really, in the winter. You're actually supposed to have your dog on a leash all the time, unless you're on your personal like farm or property or whatever. So yeah, thank God they were saved. Thank God they were in the city where there was a lot of people. Otherwise, it could have been very different. But yeah, it ended great. It's a good story. And I wish they were all that way, but they can't be. So it is what it is. I hope y'all have a good weekend. I hope y'all have an awesome weekend, really. And the best way to do that is not going out drinking and driving. It can go from being the most awesome weekend to the worst weekend ever. If you go out and get a DUI or crash into someone, it can be so bad, but don't let it happen. That's the surefire way of making it an awesome weekend. All right. Until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.